every breath I find your grace. In the rhythm of life, your majesty shines in every place. In the rhythm of life, your majesty shines in every place. Recognition of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program Recognition of Allah Almighty And in this episode we're going to continue speaking about the foremost right of Allah which is His Ma'rifah And one way we can attain His ma'rifah, His gnosis and recognition is through pondering over the signs of His sifat. We're discussing various sifat and we'll continue inshallah with some sifat that are linked to His azama, His greatness and His excellence. We were discussing Al-Qayyum. Al-Qayyum means the self-subsistent one, meaning nobody established Him, Azza wa Jal, and He maintains and establishes everything else. All of creation is maintained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for duration that He wills. Then they pass on, they die, more people are brought on earth. This silsila, this cycle continues. This world is exactly the same. It will stay established for as long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. Did it establish itself? No. Al-Qayyum, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala established that. Then we discussed Al-Hayy, the ever-living. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever living and His living is different and dissimilar to the creation. Meaning creation comes into existence from non-existence by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala keeps them alive for as long as He wills. Then He decrees death for them. But as for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is ever living. He will never perish. He is not in need of a soul to live, to be ever living. Whereas creation, we have souls. When the soul is extracted from the body, we die. Allah Ta'ala is different to this and He is unlike His creation. In Al-Quran Al-Kareem, we discuss these sifat where they are mentioned in Surah Baqarah, in particular, Ayatul Kursi. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. Al-hay, the ever-living, and the self-subsistent. In another verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Hayy, this sifa of His, and He says, وَتَوَكَّلَ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ And have reliance upon Al-Hayy, the ever-living, الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ The one who will never die, the one who will never perish. Subhanallah. Now in the dunya as well, we rely on that person who is of a lofty status, who we think has connections, who we think can relieve and alleviate our difficulties. So we network with such people, we develop close relationships with such people, thinking that when I face any difficulty, that person will get me out of that sticky situation, that difficult situation. He'll help me, He'll mediate for me. And that's the dunya. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us through these verses of the Quran that all of these things are zahiri asbab, external asbab, worldly asbab. In reality, your tawakkul should only be upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You adopt the means, but you don't rely on the means. You rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who can remove any difficulty, who can open doors for you that you can never imagine. Allahu Akbar. Look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Rahman regarding Al-Hayy and Him being ever living. He speaks about how He will never perish. كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ Everyone who is upon the earth will perish. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ And only the countenance of your Lord, the possessor of majesty and nobility will remain. Allah Ta'ala says in another verse, كُلُّ شَيْءٍ هَالِكٌ إِلَّا وَجْهَا Everything will perish besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So everything will perish, come to an end, will cease. But who is Al-Hayy, who is ever living, who is pre-eternally living, who is everlasting? Our Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is azali, He is abadi, He is qadim. These are all terms that one studies in aqidah. They are terms and istilah of ilmul kalam. And as for us, how are we living? Through the will of Allah. Allah ta'ala has ordained for us to live for as long as He wills. When that time is over, the lifespan finishes, we will die. We will leave for the next abode. whilst we're alive, who keeps us alive, who provides sustenance, who provides afia, who provides oxygen, who provides all the means for us to live? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there's a great difference between Allah being hay, ever living, and we being alive. There's a great difference. So Allah ta'ala, his hayat is da'iman, da'imi, perpetual, continuous, everlasting. And as for the life that we will receive inshallah in paradise, and the life that the kuffar will receive in Jahannam, that's also perpetual. Meaning, he will die, but then when we are resurrected and we are to enter Jannah, that's forever, eternally. We will enter Jannah, inshallah. And then when we look at how we are alive and how Allah Ta'ala is ever living, one great difference is we live, but we also get tired. We need to sleep, we need to eat, we need to rest. We have things we need to do. Whereas Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is free from all of them. Allah Ta'ala doesn't sleep. Allah Ta'ala doesn't feel tired. Allah Ta'ala doesn't feel the urge to eat. Allah Ta'ala does not drink. So look at the massive differences between our hayat and Allah Ta'ala being Al-Hayy, Subhanallah. In Surah Baqarah, in Ayatul Kursi, Allah Ta'ala says, لَا تَأْخُذُهُ سِنَةٌ وَلَا نَوْمٌ, that neither does sleep overwhelm him, nor does slumber. Meaning these things don't even come close to Allah. And we discussed this when we spoke about the sifat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala known as Subhan. Allah Ta'ala is pure from all defects. Now moving on, another sifat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Dhul Jalal. Dhul Jalal meaning the possessor of majesty. Now, what does this mean? Allah Ta'ala is all-dominant. Allah Ta'ala is so dominant that the ulama state that the malaika muqarrabin, angels with close proximity to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, they're always bowing their heads in the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, lowering their heads in the court of the noble creator. Someone from the angels is in a state of qiyam. Some are in the state of ruku'. Some are in sajda. Why? Because of the jalal, the majesty of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And it's stated that their shoulders, they tremble because of this majesty and awe of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. If Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala revealed his entire majesty before the creation would perish. Just as it's mentioned in the hadith that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, neither does Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala sleep, and nor is it befitting his greatness for him to sleep. And the hadith states, he elevates the scales and he also lowers them. And the hadith states, the hijab of Allah is noor, meaning his veil is noor, as befits his shan, as befits his greatness. The hadith, subhanAllah, mentions that if Allah Ta'ala was to remove this veil, then wherever Allah sees, till the extent that Allah sees, and we know Allah sees everything, all those things would disintegrate, would turn into dust. Why? Because everything would disintegrate. Why? Because of the manifestation of his noble countenance. Everything was burned. This is if that veil was to be removed, just one veil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of his sifat is that he is a speaker. He is mutakallim. Allah ta'ala, his divine speech, which is Al-Quranul Kareem, what is the power of that? If it was manifested somewhere. The Quran tells us, لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. If we revealed this Quran upon a mountain, a massive mountain, لَرَأَيْتَهُ خَاشِعًا مُتَصَدِّعًا مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ, you will see that that mountain would lower itself, would become submissive, and it would shatter due to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is that jalal? What is that majesty of the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that massive mountains would disintegrate, would shatter into bits? Allahu Akbar Kabira. And another verse which has been quoted before in our program, when Musa alayhi salam said, Oh Allah, Rabbi arini anzur ilayk. Oh my Lord, show me yourself. I want to see you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قَالَ لَن تَرَانِي. You will not see me. وَلَكِنِ انظُرْ إِلَى الْجَبَلِ. However, look towards this mountain. فَإِنِ اسْتَقَرَّ مَكَانَهُ فَسَوْفَ تَرَانِي. If this mountain remains after the manifestation of the majesty of Allah falls upon it, فإن استقر مكانه فسوف تراني. Then you'll soon see me. فلما تجلى ربه للجبل جعله دكا وخر موسى صعيقا. When that تجلي, when that manifestation, جلال of Allah سبحانه وتعالى, نور of Allah سبحانه وتعالى manifested itself on that mountain, جعله دكا وخر موسى صعيقا. The mountain was shattered into bits and Musa alayhi salam fell unconscious. So Allah Ta'ala is Dhul Jalal, the possessor of majesty. And you've heard examples, if that majesty, just small manifestations of it were to appear upon mountains and mountains, they would all tremble, they would all shatter, they would all break into pieces. In one hadith, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who is the best of creation, the beloved of Allah, greater than all the angels, the archangels, greater than every prophet and messenger. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatest rank belongs to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said one day, he was on his blessed minbar, his pulpit, and he was speaking about the azama, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, he was speaking about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and such a state overcame him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the sahaba who were onlookers, who were in the audience, who were witnessing this, they said that the Prophet ﷺ began to tremble. Allahu Akbar Kabira. This was his blessed state. And the minbar that he was standing upon also began to shake. And we thought that the Prophet ﷺ was about to fall from the minbar. The beloved Prophet ﷺ was about to fall from it. This is the state that they're describing, the trembling of the Prophet ﷺ and the minbar itself as well, upon which the Prophet ﷺ was standing. So this is just an example of the jalal of Allah, the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's because of this jalal, because of this majesty and awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when the awliyaullah, we read their biographies, when we read how they would perform salah, they were so engrossed in their salah, due to the majesty of Allah, they would forget everything else. Allahu Akbar Kabira. It's mentioned regarding one buzurg, one pious predecessor, rahimahullah ta'ala, that in his house, something caught fire. There was a fire in his house. Fire was blazing. And he was in salah, but he could obviously hear external voices. But he was unsure because he was so engrossed in his salah, so submissive in his salah, so sincere in his worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that his full concentration was there. But obviously, just as you do read prayer, when you offer salah, you can hear external voices. So after he completed his prayer, he did not shorten it, by the way. He continued reading in the way that he was. After he finished his prayer, he asked the people, what was that noise? What was that racket? And they said, that voice was people, and that voice was the voice of people who were screaming and shouting because of the fire. They were warning others. They were trying to evacuate, trying to get out. And this buzurg, rahimahullah ta'ala, this pious predecessor, this wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at his level of istighraq, engrossment in the dhikr of Allah, in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he, rahimahullahu ta'ala, did not break his prayer, did not shorten his prayer, finished it as normal, and only then asked, what was that noise? And he said, you're asking about the noises, there was a big fire in your house. But these are the awliya Allah. These are the elite of Allah. These are the elite of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation, subhanallah. Another pious predecessor, another wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's narrated that when he was offering salah, a snake came. A snake appeared, went through his sleeve, went through, you know, wherever he could find access. And normally, just when we hear the name of a snake, we become intimidated. Imagine if we saw a snake, we'd run a mile. But this buzurg is so engrossed in his salah, so devoted to worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the snake is doing his job, roaming here and there, going through his clothes, and this waliullah continues offering his salah. Something similar is also narrated regarding the Shaykh, the great Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani al-Ghawth al-Azam radiyallahu anhu. So these people, subhanallah, when it came to the majesty of Allah, when it came to the awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala blessed them with such a ma'rifah, such gnosis of the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they did not think about anything else. They were overwhelmed by that. The thought of the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyiduna Ali, Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha, Karram Allah Wajhul Kareem. Who doesn't know about his wilaya, his sainthood? Who doesn't know about his lofty rank in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It's related regarding him that when he would stand for prayer, his face would turn pale. His face, the complexion would change. People are asking, what is this? What's happened to you? That you're normal, then all of a sudden when you're standing for prayer, the color of your face changes. Well, what's the reason for this? Allahu Akbar. They could sense concern on his face, fear, khashya, apprehension, whatever they saw. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala and said, do you not see whose court I'm about to enter? Do you not see whose court I'm about to enter? Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning the Lord of Majesty, the Great One, the Most Glorious, the Most High, the Most Superior, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is His court. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is telling the people that I'm going to enter the court of the Lord of all the worlds. Sayyidina Ali had marifa of the Jalal of Allah, the Majesty of Allah, the Glory of Allah, the Supremacy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of this, his complexion would change. So we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us his marifa through his sifat, meaning through recognizing the signs of his sifat manifesting in creation. And when we do ponder upon those sifat, the atharat, the effects of those sifat, we will definitely gain more gnosis, marifa, and recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the aim of life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of the beloved Ali salam, who had the greatest level of ma'rifa in creation, grant us a blessed portion of that as well. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
In every breath I find your grace. In the rhythm of life your majesty shines in every place. In the rhythm of life your majesty shines in every place. Recognition of Allah.